Shalom, shalom to one and all. This is Yehoshua, and it's time for Take 10 for Torah on Parshas Vayikra. I think that I want to speak a little bit today about romance, given I'm not an expert at all, but I do think that when a person speaks about the concept of romance, the last thing that'll come to their mind would be slaughterhouses and karbanos. What's fascinating is that if you look through a lot of the Mefarshim, a lot of the commentaries, we'll find that there's really a lot of depth when it comes down to what Vayikra is all about. Now, a lot of Vayikra is indeed about Karbanos, not all of it, but I think that I want to speak for a couple of minutes about the concept of Karbanos, why we do them, and if we can discover any practical takeaways for today, for today's day and age. So this really brings us back to a famous machlokas between the Rambam, Maimonides, versus the Ramban, Nachmanides, as to the purpose of Karbanos. The Ramban describes, Nachmanides, the purpose of Karbanos as being some form of vicarious sacrifice, some form of giving of oneself. When a person leans and does smicha upon this Karban, what he does or she does is essentially saying that I messed up, and this should really be in my stead, this should be in my place. But being that Hashem is all merciful, is incredible, Hashem is willing to take this instead of me. Thank you, Hashem. And that's really meant to be what's going on. Kabbalistically, right, the arms are meant to be mechaper for our arms, the legs are meant to be mechaper for our legs, v'chule, v'chule, etc., etc. But that is ultimately what the Ramban is trying to say. Now, that seems to be a little bit grotesque, a little bit intense. I want to share with you an idea of the Bala Tanya on Likutei Torah on Vayikra that brings a lot of MS and a lot of practicality to what this is speaking about. Why do people mess up? Hashem says that we're supposed to do good things, so why do we do bad things? Hashem is real, Hashem is amazing, and Hashem is very much present. So why do we mess up? The Bala Tanya teaches that ultimately it's because we forget who we are. The pasuk says, "Nefesh ki secheta." When a person, when a nefesh messes up, right, you're supposed to bring a karban chatas. But he reads it differently based off of the Zohar. The Zohar reads "Nefesh ki secheta" as a question. Nefesh, which can also mean soul, "Nefesh ki secheta." Can a soul, can a chilek eloka mimal, can a portion of Hashem possibly come to sin? How can we ever possibly mess up? We're too holy. And he says that the answer is that we just forget who we are. We're so busy in the hustle and bustle of life that we forget that we're inherently holy, that we are pure. Elokai neshamash nasata bi tehorahi. That we're born every single day pure, and that we're connected to Hashem, that we're a part of Hashem, and that Hashem loves us. We just forget about that. Nefesh ki sachata. How can we possibly ever mess up? We forget. And when we bring a karban, what we're doing, ki sakriv mikem, we bring a karban from ourselves. We're bringing physicality. We're bringing the physical self, the physical animal upon this pyre for God, upon this mizbeach, and it burns away. And we're supposed to think to ourselves, what happens when this animal's physical self, when this animal's physicality is completely destroyed, completely removed, what is left? We're meant to think about what happens when our physical self is totally removed. The answer is that when the physical self is removed, is burned, our neshama, our truest self, the part of ourselves that is totally pure, that is intarnishable, that is what remains. So when we put the karban upon the mizbeach, we're meant to think to ourselves, what is the difference between myself and this animal? And the answer is that we are a nefesh, we are a chilek eloka mimal, we are a neshama, we are a soul that is so connected to Hashem, that is so pure, no matter what we do. That is the difference, and that is what the kapara is. So that's according to the Bala Tanya. Now, the Rambam has another understanding, which is a lot less romantic, about what the purpose of Karbanos is. He explains in his Mor Nevuchim that the purpose of Karbanos is, in reality, it's really just to be a way for us to wean us off of Avodah Zarah, off of idolatry, off of paganism. Pagans sacrificed to the gods. That's what they did. And the Jewish people were so ingrained within this mentality that we have to bring Karbanos, that what did we do? We also wanted to give Karbanos. So Hashem said, you know what? This isn't the ideal, But since this is what you want to do, I'm going to build this into our practice. I'm going to put this into our liturgy. And that's the purpose of Karbanos according to the Rambam, which really takes away from the inherent beauty of what we're trying to do. He just says, yeah, there's nothing inherently beautiful. There's nothing inherently important about Karbanos. Rather, it is just because you guys are too engrossed in physicality and paganism. And this is my way of bringing you closer towards me and weaning you off of that lifestyle. That's one way of reading the Rambam. Rav Tzadok in Tzikas HaTzadik in Os Mem Beis has a different reading of this Rambam based off of the Maram El Shakar, which is totally life-changing. The Pasuk says, L'irtzonchem tizbachu, that you should bring this karbon out of your own will. You should want to give the karbon. Rav Tzadok says that the Rambam is teaching us the entire reason why we are bringing karbanos is because that's how we gave over of ourselves. That's how we expressed our desire in those times. Hashem saw that our love language was giving in that manner. So Hashem said, you know what? I understand that that's your love language. That's how you want to show your love to me. I'm going to allow you to do it in this way. And Rav Tzadok says that that's the purpose of tefillah also. The purpose of karbanos and tefillah are really one and the same. It's to express our desire, our passion, to want to be close to Hashem. That is the ikar, that is the primary thing about karbanos and tefillah, that we want to be there, that we want Hashem. That's what we are doing. That's the purpose. Okay, so now we have those two understandings of karbanos. That karbanos are meant to remind us about who we are, and karbanos are also a tool for us to connect to Hashem and to express our desire, our excitement to be close to Hashem. That means that every time we go through life and every single day when we walk through our homes and we remember who we are, we remember that we're a neshama, and we decide to express our excitement, our desire, our passion for Hashem, we are mamish becoming living karbanos. Rav Hirsch and others say that karban comes from the word karov, close. That is what we are doing, and that is the essence of a karban. Another couple of quick ideas on the parsha pertaining to karbanos. The pasuk says, "Lo se'aseh chametz ki chol se'or v'chol d'vash lo saktiru imenu isha la'ashem." That when we bring karbanos, we are not allowed to bring them together with chametz. We are not allowed to bring them with dvash. Dvash, Rashi teaches, is pretty much anything sweet, any external fruit sweetener or anything like that. Rather, bamelach timlach. We should only give it with salt. So the aged question is, Rabbi Isai, why are we not allowed to give karbanos with chametz and with fruit? I know, I thought we like fruit. I thought we like chametz. The rest of the year we have chametz, we have fruit all the time. Why can we only bring it with salt? So there are many, many, many different reasons. One reason that I personally like is brought down in various Musar Sfarim. And I describe it normally as speaking about the difference between a marinade versus a rub. I think that the Fertigs and other people, maybe the Scheinfelds also, I know lots of you guys are very into your barbecues and your cooking. So what's the difference between a marinade versus a rub? Well, a marinade is something that covers. It's something that infuses an external flavor and brings it inside. That's what honey, that's what chametz does. It changes what is inside and it puts something external into it. It's a mask, if you will. Salt, on the other hand, and this is halachically why we have to salt meat after we shecht it, it draws out. It draws out blood. It draws out essence. And what we are trying to do is we are trying to make sure that on the karban, on the mizbeach, I apologize, on the mizbeach, we are not wearing any masks. We are not wearing honey. We are not wearing chametz. Rather, we are just bringing ourselves with salt. We are expressing who we really are. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Vav Amud Beis says, Rachmana Liba Bai, Hashem wants our hearts. That is what we are trying to accomplish in life. And that's the purpose of a karban. Once we reveal our truest selves, we are indeed karov. We are close because we realize that we are made of the same juice. We are made of the same thing as Hashem. We are part of Hashem. Hashem comprises us. And we are so zocha to be close and to be loved and to be in this relationship with the Holy One. Have an incredible Shabbos.